Welcome to Political Coffee, your one-hour thought-provoking news and commentary as you begin your day. And now, here's your host, Jeff Kropps.
All righty. Good morning, everybody. Great to be with you as we begin a new broadcast week here on Political Coffee. Yes, I am your benevolent dictator talk show host. Fifth-generation Oregon farmer. That's right. Recovering politician in a 12-step program. Former state representative is what that means. And just honored to have the opportunity to be behind the microphone Monday through Friday here on KSLM. Folks, what would happen if we replaced Tina Kotek with a fifth grader?
Huh?
It's an interesting question. Not that Tina Kotek isn't smart, because she's very, very bright, very devious, very talented at manipulating the press, which wants to be manipulated because they're leftist also. But her decisions are not anything to write home about. And frankly, a fifth grader could have made as good or better decisions. It's an interesting idea. What would happen if we replaced Tina Kotek, our governor, with a fifth grader? There's a companion story here about how Willamette Week asked a whole bunch of Democrats, you know, about the controversy about Tina Kotek's mentally ill recovering addict wife, who's making decisions, helping make decisions, you know, that affect you and I, even though she's not elected. She's helping make those decisions. And it's so bad that four of the governor's top staffers, including her top lawyer, chief of staff, others, have left. And in fact, Aaron Mesh wrote this piece in Willamette Week, and it starts off by saying, the most alarming story in state government is the exodus of top staffers from Governor Tina Kotek's office, each driven out by conflicts with the governor's wife, Amy Kotek Wilson, and her increasing role in shaping Oregon policy. Now, let's just stop there for a moment. All them people that voted, you know, over Christine Drazen for Tina Kotek, were they voting for a dysfunctional governor's office? A dysfunctional governor? Were they voting for a mentally ill, recovering addict wife of a governor that the left, and you can't get any more left in Oregon, well, maybe you can, maybe the Eugene Daily Emerald, but Willamette Week, folks, is a very leftist organization, newspaper.
And then on the border.
And when Willamette Week is making a statement of fact, and that's exactly what it is, that the governor's top staffers are leaving because of conflicts with the governor's wife, and the fact that the left, Willamette Week, is admitting her increasing role in shaping Oregon policy. Now, what they ask other lawmakers and other people is, do you think this is a good idea? And, of course, Democrats are lining up behind Kotek, Aaron writes, in part because no one has found evidence that Amy Kotek Wilson, not yet, has used the governor's office for personal gain. She just wants a say in policy decisions. So let me ask you, do you want a mentally ill, admitted mentally ill woman that the governor's office said was mentally ill, that she admits she's mentally ill, who's a recovering addict? Do you want someone like that having a say in policy decisions that affect you? Let me ask you this. If you were going to go in and have open heart surgery, would you want a mentally ill surgeon who's a recovering addict to be operating on you? How about on your brain? Would you want a mentally ill airline captain piloting your two-person airliner? Would you want that? Why would those, if the answer is no, why would you find that unacceptable? But yet be okay with a governor's wife having an increasingly, according to this article, an increasing say in public policy that affects your life in so many ways. Well, I say, well, Jeff, they're not the same. Because the mentally ill surgeon is not the same, or the mentally ill airline pilot is not the same as the governor's advisor who's helped making decisions. Well, apparently, you might want to rethink that. Why? Because apparently it is bad enough that the governor's top advisors are leaving because they've had conflict with her. Now, folks, you got to understand something. Tina Kotek would not have hired a lawyer, her chief of staff, and other top staffers that did not think the way she thinks. In other words, they are as every bit as Marxist as Tina Kotek is. What does it tell you when those Marxists that believe the same Marxist values and principles, completely the opposite of what we believe, we lovers of liberty, what does it tell you when those same people have had enough only a year into a governor's governorship? What does it tell you about what's going on when even leftist Marxists cannot stomach the decisions being made in the quiet that we don't even know about yet? Representative Maxine Dexter, who's running for Oregon's 3rd Congressional District, is quoted in the article to say, this is a distraction. Senator Jim Manning reminded us that his late wife, LaWanda Manning, served many years on his chief of staff. Yes, that is true. And do wives have the ability to influence decisions that their husbands make? Yes, they do. But wouldn't that raise alarm bells if your state representative had two staffers and one of them, you know, the experienced person quits because the spouse is creating havoc and chaos within the office? Wouldn't that concern you? It ought to. The closest thing, Aaron writes, to defection came from State Treasurer Tobias Reed, who said his wife, Nike executive Heidi Eggert, would not receive a policymaking role in his office. Reed cautioned against granting an office because, again, the governor wants to give her mentally ill, recovering addict wife an office staffed by people paid by you, the taxpayer. Said, Reed said, a person who didn't undergo the same scrutiny of the same application process for a staff position. Hello. Ron Wyden weighed in, Jeff Merkley. They all kind of said, well, no, you know. The Secretary of State says her husband doesn't hold a policymaking role, but they, declined further comment. Ellen Rosenblum, the Attorney General, wouldn't respond. Anyway, it's interesting, isn't it? Thank you, Donna, for sending me, Biden's out there announcing program after program of college debt forgiveness, which the U.S. Supreme Court said he cannot do. He's doing it anyways, giving the Supreme Court the middle finger. There's a poll out here, and it's fascinating. This is a Wall Street Journal telephone and text poll of 600 registered Pennsylvania voters. This is just Pennsylvania voters. It was just done. And the question is, if the 2024 general election were held today, for whom would you vote? White, college-educated people vote overwhelmingly for Biden. And overwhelmingly just the opposite for Trump if they didn't have a college degree. White people, and we're just whites now. There's no blacks, no Hispanics here. White people without a college degree, just the opposite. It's pretty stunning. How do we reach those people? Well, Trump wisely, if you watched his speech in Pennsylvania, there's an article here in Breitbart. Trump tries to yank the abortion issue out of the Democrats' playbook. Yeah. Democrats for the last 2 years have used abortion successfully. And Lindsey Graham, who's a traitor to the Constitution every bit as much as John Roberts is, the Chief Justice of the U.S. Supreme Court, in my opinion. Lindsey Graham cannot be trusted. Lindsey Graham introduces once again, just like he did before the 2022 elections, a federal law, a bill to ban abortion at the federal level. Lindsey Graham, now you, all of us that are pro-lifers, that believe strongly in pro-life, it's the right thing. No, it isn't. It's not the right thing to do. Why isn't it the right thing to do? Because it gives the Democrats an issue to overpower Biden's corruption and inflation and war. Speaking of war, let me throw this at you before we go to break. What if this entire Iran attack was orchestrated by the Biden administration? We'll break that down when we come back. It's 6:20. Back in a moment. You're listening to Political Coffee.
As they march through town to the riverside, they baptize believers in this
stop the car. Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
And we're back. There I go. Remember to push the button the wrong way or the right way. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. 503-589-1220. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am or Jeff at KSLM.news. Now, look, I teased you with that, and I'll get to it in just a very quick moment. There's other things going on out there. Kudos, by the way. For those of you who follow golf, it was wonderful to watch Scottie Scheffler win the Masters tournament yesterday, second time in 3 years. And he is unashamedly a devout Christian. And he talked about his faith. Said, I believe in Jesus. Ultimately, I think that's what defines me most. Good for him. His wife, Meredith, was at home in Texas, ready to give birth to their first child. Literally at any day, and he would have left the tour, that's what he said, if she went into labor. By the way, everything you want to know about Donald Trump's trial in New York this week as jury selection begins, everything you want to know is in this Epoch Times story, and I'll have it on the show plan today. Absolutely fascinating. By the way, this would be a great bill for Republicans or conservatives in the legislature to bring forward. Now, I don't know what Oregon's law is currently. I would have to look it up. But as a counter to the idiocy of Lindsey Graham giving the Democrats the abortion issue by introducing a bill once again to ban abortion at the federal level, Trump says, no, it's where it belongs. It's at the state level. As Pinkerton points out in his Breitbart article, Trump is trying to take the issue away. Lindsey Graham is doing this on purpose. Lindsey Graham is not to be trusted, folks. He needs to be defeated at the next primary. I will give whatever amount of money is needed to help defeat him in a primary election. You cannot trust him. Anyway, in California, Democrats and far-left groups in the legislature are opposing an effort to reclassify, get this, listen to me now, purchasing a child for sex. Let me say that again. Far left groups, this is the headline in the Gateway Pundit, oppose an effort to reclassifying purchasing a child for sex from a misdemeanor to a felony. Is apparently in California, current law only allows for a maximum of a 1 year jail time and a $10,000 fine. Here's the opportunity, folks, to define to the voters the differences between candidates. Because you know, in Oregon, that the Democrats can't go there. Because they are captured by the same mindset and the same people who believe that it's okay for 10-year-olds to have abortions without parental consent and without parental knowledge. Passed by rhino Republican legislators who let it pass 2 years ago. The same people who think that it's okay to have porn forever in our schools, House Bill 2005, which thankfully Republicans killed in this last legislative session. Those same people who think all of that is okay are fighting purchasing children for sex, from raising it from a misdemeanor to a felony. These are powerful cultural issues that you and I can use in conversations with people to get their attention, people who are not paying attention, but just know something's wrong. Now, before I went to break, I teased you with this. Breitbart had a story yesterday, and I cannot find it now. about the attack on Iran, or by Iran on Israel. And the story was that the Biden administration literally orchestrated the whole thing. Now, the Israelis have threatened a massive response and have walked it back. What? Now, Israel has to respond in some way, don't they? Now, I want you to think about this. What would happen if, let's say, North Korea or Iran attacked the United States in a similar way? How would you think and expect America to respond? Now, I'll give you some farmer logic when we come back on this Iran attack. Now, why don't you think about all these things?
Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
We are back. Great to have you with us on Monday. By the way, this is Political Coffee Clatch Night at Sparky's. I will be there in person. State Senator Brian Boquist, who's also the running for the Republican nomination, which he will get because he's the only Republican registered to run for the Oregon Treasurer's seat. He's going to be our guest speaker, featured speaker tonight. And we will no doubt have local candidates who always show up. We'll give them an opportunity to talk and update us on everything they're doing in their campaigns. And I'm going to train tonight on how you effectively go door to door for a candidate like a Julie Hoy, like a Danielle Bethel running for re-election to the Marion County Commission, or a Celine Coleman who's running for Ward 1, or Michael Hazelton who's running for Ward 5 in the Salem City Council races. Celine comes to our meeting. She's been everywhere along with Michael and Julie Hoy. She believes strongly in public safety. She's a Democrat, folks. We welcome her. We will give them an opportunity, all of them who show up tonight, an opportunity to talk. And I'll be doing the training. This is how you can literally start helping them win these races. It is incredibly important. The opportunity here is profound. In Salem, especially. To make inroads on this issue of the Salem City income tax. Inroads with people who normally vote Democrat. Maybe they do it thinkingly. Maybe they don't do it. Maybe they're looking at the abortion issue. You can't get any more crazy lefty abortion than in Oregon. We already have the loosest, worst abortion laws in the country in Oregon. But they will use it, and they will say, and they'll tie it all to Trump, which is why Lindsey Graham is a traitor, cannot be trusted, and him introducing this federal legislation just is a gift to Democrats to use against a Julie Hoy, a Celine Coleman, a Michael Hazelton. And I don't even know how they care or think about those issues. They'll use it against them because of the idiocy or the planned deviousness of Lindsey Graham? That's all tonight, folks. Come and join us at Sparky's at 6 p.m. tonight. I will be there live, and we'll get after it. And I'm going to get into this issue of what if the Biden administration orchestrated this entire event with Iran attacking Israel? Who does it benefit? Who does it hurt? A little farmer logic for you. We'll get into all of that. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. In a moment, I'm going to go to the phones. 503-589-1220 is the number to call. Emails always to jeff at 1220.am or jeff at kslm.news. Got to remind you, Freedom Heating and Air's, well, they're just putting common sense out there in their latest ad campaign with us. Why don't you get a second opinion from them? A free second opinion that won't cost you anything if somebody else is telling you you need to replace your entire system. Maybe you do, maybe you don't. It's worth it to get a free second opinion. Call Freedom Heating and Air, 503-580-1456. 580-1456. They'll come out, assess what's going on, and they'll give you that free second opinion. Check out their website, freedomheatingandair.net, freedomheatingandair.net. To the phones, we'll go to Art. Art, good morning.
Good morning, Jeff. I wanted to discuss this thing with the governor and her partner. Really concerns me that if you have a person who has a mental problem, what is that mental problem, and what is the environment out there for these other employees happen to deal with? Perfect example would be a person who is bipolar, and you don't know what you're going to get at any given time. Anger, all that kind of stuff. And no one should have to put up with that kind of work environment. I mean, it's hard enough to do the job, let alone have an individual who has problems disrupting what's going on, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, I do. And I think that what they have just opened, that what Tina Kotek has done by putting her wife in this position and the controversy and driving out, and those are the words from Aaron Mesh at Oregon's most liberal newspaper, Willamette Week, driving out four top advisors, could be this very thing you've just articulated. Maybe this woman is mentally ill with bipolar, but here's the thing. These people who were driven out now have a claim against the governor's office, against the governor, for allowing the governor to create a hostile workplace.
Well, and I've dealt with that, Jeff.
Gets her own office.
Right. There was a gentleman that was in the vending program, and he really had a problem. I mean, you know, outbursts of anger and all that kind of stuff. And a person just can't work in that environment.
No, you can't. And it opens up this legal avenue. And, you know, now, so here's what's happened, though. I'll tell you this. One of those top staffers that left just got a consulting gig with the Department of Human Services for twice her salary working for the governor. So what the governor's doing is to keep that scenario you've just described and I've described of hostile workplace, to keep that from exploding in their face, They're just quietly saying, okay, you want to leave? We'll make sure you're taken care of over here. Just keep your mouth shut. That's what's
changed. Yeah, that's not right, Jeff, because,
no.
I mean, obviously the governor's office needs to function like a well-oiled machine, and if it isn't, then we're the ones that suffer from all that stuff.
You're right. You're absolutely right. Art, thank you.
God bless, Jeff.
I appreciate you calling. 503-589-1220 is the Power of Buick GMC talk line. Friends, support Mike Lindell at MyPillow because he is fighting for free and fair elections everywhere. And the fact that Dr. Frank comes to Oregon regularly, who's semi-employed by Mike Lindell to go around the country talking about the election anomalies by using actual data from each county, from each precinct, from the state's own website. The fact that he's out there is because Mike Lindell is supporting him, like he is these lawsuits that we're beginning to win. And you do that by simply going to MyPillow.com and taking advantage of the incredible deals they have going on right now if you use our promo code PC23. They have this blowout sandal slippers, $25, but they're bed sheet sets for as low as $25. And that includes flannel, Giza Dreams, or Percale. All of these great products that I use personally that I cannot tell you how great they are more than what I already do, because they are, and you should try them for $25. And if you buy $75 worth of products or more, you get free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com. Get the best products made in the USA out there that make you feel better, that work better for you, because they do for me. Go to MyPillow.com. Use the promo code PC23. Doug writes an email, what should we expect ahead, resignations or lynchings? House Speaker Mike Johnson's tie-breaking vote to spy on Americans without a warrant. By the way, that's exactly what Mike Johnson did. And if you listen to Charlie Kirk, he reminded us of the Fox News report about how there's a report by the government that the FBI spied in 1 year, 2023, on Americans 278,000 times without a warrant. I'll finish up Doug's email on the other side of this, because it is another betrayal of the people. What should be done about that? We'll get into it. And I will complete my thoughts on what if the Biden administration orchestrated this entire attack by Iran on Israel?
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
10 minutes till the top of the hour. PacWest Lobby is a lobby group that really works for you. In fact, they've worked for you and for your principles of liberty in ways that you don't even know. Because they're working with legislators, they're working with city governments, yes, city councils, mayor's offices, trying to influence them on the issues of liberty, on the issues of common sense governance. Like, you don't want to put in place like a city income tax. It's too bad that PacWest Lobby wasn't advising Chris Hoy and the leftist on the Salem City Council who voted that through. Because the rebuke, as you know, was pretty profound, wasn't it? 83% said no. That is the opportunity for us to engage in political realignment. PacWest Lobby is good at that, at every level. They're also good at association management. If you're part of an association, a business association, or something else, and you guys need better management, or you have an issue that's coming up, and you know that the legislature is going to take it on, or the county commission, might be worth pooling your resources, hiring PacWest Lobby to represent you, because they know how to do it. They know how to do it well. I've had a lot of experience with them from before I came into the legislature back in 1999. Can trust them to do a great job. PacWest Lobby, go to their website, pwlobby.com, pwlobby.com. So what if, I just want you to think this through a little bit. Well, I got to finish Doug's email. Let me do that. I want to. He says, Mike Johnson's tie-breaking vote to spy on Americans without a warrant is just another betrayal of the people. To spy on Americans without a warrant, passed by the very people we send to Washington to do nothing more than protect our innate rights. Now, legally spying on us without a warrant. When our politicians make their political decisions based on who's given them the most money, we don't have a political system or a government. We have an auction. Most government jobs are welfare, since they're unnecessary. It was founder Thomas Paine who reminded us, quote, he who dares not offend cannot be honest, unquote. Am I the only one who sees more resignations rather than lynchings in the streets? Or will the people trade every last one of their rights for a false sense of totalitarian security, which is the argument that was made that got Lori Chavez de Remer to vote yes as a freshman legislator. Got to keep Americans safe. And just in time, all these threats from the deep state about, oh, we were going to have attacks. And then Doug writes a supplemental email about, did voters not want to elect the mentally ill governor's wife? Better question we should ask about reconstituting our social order and who we trust in authority is the blowback they incite is whether Marxists desire social justice or street justice to execute the guilty among them. Truth in advertising isn't just a Taylor Swift or Justin Bieber lawsuit. Yeah, you're right about that. Michael writes about mentally ill. We had a saying in the woods, hire from the handy camp. They're fun to watch. Oh boy, that's bad. Really bad. That's Michael, early in the morning. Rich writes, so our choice is Kotek's wife or Drazen's vindictive controlling mom and Solomon Yu? I'm seeing no measurable advantage for the people and the state of Oregon. Yeah, well, it's hard to argue with that. Steve writes, Office of the First Spouse. Tobias Reed did not rubber stamp Tina's Office of the First Spouse. He seems to be opposing it, saying his wife would hold no such opinion. Toby, Tobias Reed, is running for Secretary of State. Does he know Tina won't finish her term? Is Toby jockeying for a position to be Oregon's next governor, a la Kate Brown? I don't know. By the way, there's another story, and I'll cover it tonight at Political Coffee Clatch, which features State Senator Brian Boquist, who's running for the Republican nomination for treasurer. Here's the article. Is Trump riding a realignment wave? Is Trump riding it? And I'm going to cover that tonight. Is it affects us in Oregon. And we're seeing it happen right here in Oregon with legislative races and with the city of Salem races. Now, did O'Biden orchestrate this entire attack on Iran? We've given O'Biden gave $80 billion of Iranian assets back to the mullahs. Now, if you were going to attack Israel, would you telegraph it 3 or 4 days ahead of time? With so much advance notice that the Deputy Secretary of Defense of U.S. government flew all over the Middle East for a few days, organizing an opposition to it. Wouldn't you just launch a whole bunch of ballistic missiles rather than a whole bunch of slow-flying drones, which were all shot down, or most of them? 300 missiles and one-way drones? Yes. We shot down a bunch of them, as well did the British. Why would you give anybody advance notice? And the mullah's dead. And we shot them all down. Now, who wins out of this? Biden. Netanyahu. The Iranians. They all gained. Now, how did they do that? Iranians look strong to their people because Israel's been wiping out their generals in Syria and in Lebanon. So now they get to look strong. And they're claiming it. We taught them a lesson. The Israelis look good because they were able to successfully shoot down, along with American help and British help and French help, all of these attacks. So they look good. Netanyahu looks good. Biden looks good because he helped defend Israel against the death to America crowd. Isn't that a little too convenient? Now, isn't it also convenient that Biden tells, reportedly, Biden, you ain't gonna retaliate in a bad way? Think about it. If you really wanted to hurt Israel, if you were Iran, you would have just launched a whole bunch of ballistic missiles without any warning and would have overwhelmed anybody's ability. You would not have given time for a coordinated defense. I think this is a big setup. Breitbart had a story about this. They took it down. I don't know why. But just let you think about it. Maybe we'll ask Brian Boquist about this tonight. He was a special operator. He was a Green Beret, had a career in the Army. But he's still tied into the military intelligence community. We'll ask him maybe about that tonight. What does he think? Is this all put up? Israel, go wrong. Oil.